Good morning. We're learning Simandal. He deals with the issue of writing, which is on food. Uga shikasamala says you have a cake which has letters on it that says happy birthday. Or it has pictures, because we pointed out that creating a picture is considered the malacha atold of kaisev. So destroying that is erasing it. It's a told of moichek. Also the Shabbos, so can you break the cake, cut it apart, breaking the letter, breaking the flower, breaking the picture of the toy car, which is on the child's birthday cake? Can you cut through that? Can you break it apart? So it's considered an act of mechika. It's like a person would tear a letter in half. He's being moichek the letter. So that's going to be also to do that. However, the halacha says if the writing which is on it was a very thin writing, instead of having like a thick icing, etc., which would be the common thing in the picture, they used a thin maperis to write on it, it's almost going to absorb in eventually, and of itself, it's going to disintegrate. Or alternatively, the tvus atzma, so the form itself, picture the certain types of crackers, biscuits have words engraved into them. Now, engraving on Shabbos, the act of chakika is a form of ksiva. And the Gabi Shabbos, that's going to be chayiv. A person would take a stone and scratch letters into it, which is called chakika. Engraving, that's a form of ksiva, and the person is going to be chayiv. So here the person did that in the cookie. The cookie came with letters engraved in it. So if engraving is considered ksiva, so erasing should be considered a mechika, should be considered a moichek. The Hayyadim says that in that situation, one is actually allowed to break it. It's not, it doesn't have that issue. So the question is why? So the Hayyadim says the following. So he gave us two cases. He gave us a case of mashkin and tfus atzma. The mashkin case, Dabi Dabrish Enemiskayim, Al Dabrish Enemiskayim, cake doesn't really last. It rots, it disintegrates, it falls apart. The ksav itself is something which is Enemiskayim, so it's an Enemiskayim on an Enemiskayim. Al Gav the Bashar, Ksiva is Gam Ze Osir Limchik, but that doesn't make a mutter. Both the Ksiva is Enemiskayim and the background is Enemiskayim. Yishum covered by the Shabbos. Look, as reading the Chazal Remekel, because of covered Shabbos to be able to on Shabbos to be able to enjoy the food. Chazal Remekel. That's the Chayyim's explanation. And he says, I'm Magen Avram, and is that like Kosher Media? So this is how I've answered this question. Now, in the case of the writing with the mashkin on it, as opposed to like a thick cream, which lasts. Person, let's say, uses whipped cream, which comes out of a can, and he writes a letter with it. You come back a half an hour later, and the liquid, which is inside of the can, as it comes out, it expands and absorbs air and becomes nice and puffy. Come back half an hour later, the air eventually trickles out of it, and it goes back to being very liquid again. Almost nothing is, it condenses and becomes like a pile of liquid on top of there. So the letter is going to go away in and of itself. That's what he's picturing, we're talking about. So that's established enemy's kind. But the case of the chakika, I have a ketem tea biscuit. They made it, and for all I know, they made it 2 years ago. And the person bought it, and it's sitting in the back of his shelves for years. What it means, enemy's kind? So what is the explanation? So Falk has a different explanation. He says, the malacha of mechika, it has to be yamanas l'sakon or yamanas l'chtov. It has to be yamanas l'chtov. And this is the explanation that the Dagmar Rava, but he adds a kenech. He says that the Rambam Baba says that this is mutter because it's not amanas litzav. You're not planning to, after you erase it, rewrite letters there. But that alone does not make a mutter. So Rav Falak says that over here it's more cooler because amanas litzav is not just a question of it's your intent. It's impossible. How would you redo it? How is your act of breaking it going to make it now ready to rewrite in it? In a case of mechika, a person is doing it, theoretically he's cleaning the slates, he's clearing the page, he could write there again, he chooses not to. That's the mechika shel amanas lichtov. This is inherently, it has no shaychus amanas lichtov. So that's a more lenient drabanan, and therefore the tzarech avoychol, they were moderate. That is his suggestion, how to understand this din. And Valkaponim, this is the accepted halacha that's going to be mutter. Avez Hashem, we will move on to the next example in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.